So this aspect of sin is very important for us to contemplate. Sin is a violation against God. Christ said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So if you sin against God or you sin against your neighbor, you're breaking God's greatest commandment, are you not? When was the last time you sinned? When was the last time I sinned? The last time I sinned, the last time you sinned, was when we came against the perfect divine law of God. And Christ tells us that we are, he says that he is the propitiation for our sins. We're told that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are many, many passages in the Bible dealing with the aspect of sin. Second Peter 2:14 says, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart that have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 1 John 3:4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Well, this aspect of violating God's law, coming against God's law, is a very, very real thing for all people. And Jesus Christ is the faithful witness from the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Well, our hope is in Christ Jesus and the perfect sacrifice. But we should examine ourselves. We should cry out to God daily to give us a hatred for sin. And when we find ourselves succumbing to temptation, we should flee to Jesus Christ for aid. You know, there are those that are promoting perfection. Well, let me just say that there is no such thing as perfection on the earth. The only perfection is in Jesus Christ and His imputed righteousness. And we will struggle with flesh and sin until we die, until we get our glorified bodies. Amen. So let us cry out daily for God to keep us from sin. And when we do sin, let us flee to our advocate, our high priest, and confess our sins and flee from them and not continue in them. May God be with you this morning is my prayer. God bless.